I feel like today's episode is like a rebirth of this podcast, because the upcoming episodes will be all related to topics and practices that will help you to reconnect with your divine essence, with your divine self, so that no matter what is your purpose or your dreams in life, you can actually do it in presence, in radiance, and at ease. So let's get started. Hey, my loves, thank you for being today here with me in this podcast. I am excited to share a little bit of my latest journey and my experience. And I am going to share also four things that I believe are so important as part of our process when it comes to really connecting with our divine self and just feeling more empowered within ourselves. I feel that a lot of things that I have learned over the last years have been a lot in my head, like a lot of information up here, but it's taken me a while to actually really embody and actually feel them become alive in myself. And it's a beautiful feeling to have. And that's why I kind of break it down in four different stages in a way. And I'm going to be sharing with you today these four stages, but over the next couple of months, my intention and desire is that I can share bits and pieces and practices and, you know, key things in this podcast so that you can get bits and pieces in a simple, practical way, and you can implement it in your life. And hopefully you can not just understand it with your head, but actually really make them part of your life, make them become alive in your body, like a feeling within you that is like an inner knowing. That's how you know that it's being embodied. And this is how I want to start this podcast today, actually. I remember it was last week, I think, that I just had this beautiful sensation in my body when I was just scrolling down, and the first reel that came up was one from an audio of Abraham Hicks, and she was sharing, you know, how beautiful are the messages. I don't know if you are familiar with her, but Abraham Hicks has such powerful messages that comes from an embodied version of you that already knows what feels good in your body. And I remember that the message was saying that in practical way, like in summary, it was saying, I'm no longer living in pain, in fear, in all these things that come out of our mind. It's because now I have changed, and now I now believe that I am the creator of my reality. No one has the responsibility to make me happy, because I make myself happy. I make things work for me. And it's like finding the beauty in things, even in the challenging moments. I turn them into blessings. And just like the summary of that video, it's just you moving yourself from being in a victim mentality to an empowered mentality. And from being empowered, not only just being feeling like, yes, I am powerful, but actually even moving to a state of like, I surrender myself, you know, like I live at ease, in peace with what is. And I feel that that moment is a state of like full connection with your divine essence, with your divine self. And when I was listening to that audio, something in my body just kind of like, I feel as if my inner child, or maybe my divine self, this is part of me that it's within me, was kind of jumping off like, yes, this is me. I feel this. I feel it in my bones. And I actually start feeling tears coming through, rolling my face, and my partner was around, and he said, like, are you okay? And he actually said, yes, I see you like that too. And that meant a lot to me too, because he saw my journey when I was struggling so much with a lot of self-sabotaging thoughts. You know, like I come from a family that my parents always guided me to have more, do more. Like my parents never stopped. They had a business back at home and they were really busy all the time doing, all the time, you know, willing for more and more and more. And they had really high expectations of me. And I grew up with this idea that I need to do more. I need to be the best. And having that pressure on myself was like draining, and all the time these self-sabotaging thoughts like, you are not doing it. You are not there yet. Your parents are waiting for you to be this successful woman with a business, with a thriving, you know, branding, all of these things and money and flexibility and freedom, like the way they have it. Like I had to have even more than them. And all that pressure on me was like, these thoughts all the time that you're not there yet, you're not there yet, you're not there yet. Even before it was about like, you know, having a relationship, like you are, don't have that relationship, you don't have the family, you don't have these things, like all these expectations. And it was me inflicting this pain through these thoughts. And a lot of the times I even felt like overwhelmed, like caged by my own mind and the limitations, as if like, how the heck are you gonna do all what you want to do? And plus you're running late. And it was such a pressure that I put it on myself. There was a moment when my parents didn't even, I knew that they didn't want me to do anything. They actually said, just do what makes you happy. And still, I had all this pressure in my shoulders. And this is when I realized it's not even my parents. We think it's our parents. That's what our head or mind is saying. But the reality is that it's ourselves putting all this pressure on ourselves. It's just, at the end of the day, you realize that it's just you against yourself. Another thing that happened the other day was that we went to the beach with my partner again after doing some things together. Like we were in a market and selling some cacao and sharing about this herb medicine. If you don't know, I am very passionate about teaching about the cacao medicine, that is a plant medicine from South America. So we were in this market, and then after that market, we felt really tired anyways at the end. So we decided to go to the beach, and we were in the ocean. And as soon as I got in the water, I felt this beautiful sensation. And I even thought to myself, like, I'm going crazy, really. But as I was going in the water, I just felt as if the water was talking to me, and the water was saying like, come my darling, like come my daughter to my arms, as if the water was, the ocean was talking to me like a mother. After, you know, when you have a long day and your mom is just like this loving presence that is hugging you and giving you so much love and compassion and so much tenderness, and it's just that hug that makes you feel safe and loved and held. So that was the ocean for me, and the ocean was really kind of so clearly talking to me, saying, come my love, come my darling, come my daughter, here I am, let me wash you, let me clear you, let me refresh you, let me nourish you. And I was like, just feeling that loving presence. And the water was cold because we went like almost at 7 p.m. And then there was a point where I just closed my eyes and I just feel this oneness with the water, like me becoming the water. And then I just breathe in that beautiful connection, and I just felt like speaking light language. And light language, if you are not aware of it or haven't heard about it, it's just a language that is not understandable by our logical minds. Let's put it like this. It's the language that your soul speaks. So it's not a human language. So I just started to speak light language, and I just felt that the more I spoke this light language, I just felt like a warmth, tingling sensation, like electricity, but in a nice way, all over my body. And it was weird because the water was cold, the weather itself, it was windy and cold, and I still feel these warmth all over my body. And in that moment, I realized that it was not just me in the water in that moment. There was a lot of other people, but I was wondering, like, are they feeling exactly what I'm feeling right now? Are they feeling this beautiful connection? Are they experiencing this fulfillment and this joy and this gratitude and this connection with the water? And I came out of the water with this question, like, what is the difference? And straight away, when I was having this kind of question within me and at the same time gratitude, I just felt an inner knowing within me that said, like, it's all about waking up. It's all about waking up. This process of awakening, it's something that it's been known or popular in the last couple of years. And I feel that even for me, I thought I was awake, but there is always a different levels. And I feel that before I was aware of a lot of things, and because of my hunger for learning, I knew a lot of things in my mind. But waking up to the inner senses and being able to see without eyes, to hear without ears, and to feel with your body within, it's completely different. It's waking up to your divine self, waking up to your true nature as a divine being. And this is part of the process that I wanted to share with you today. There are four steps that I feel that have supported me unconsciously to not only know with my head or mind that I am divine, but actually with my body. And the first step is actually the powerful decision to wake up. The first process of connecting with your divine self is that shift within you that changes how you see reality. And this transformation starts by understanding how your perception creates your reality, and it's like a creative process into motion. It's about understanding that your mind, body, and spirit is like a symphony, that they all are connected and they all work together with the intention to manifest something, and that is your divine nature. And the second step is actually to reprogram. And this is something that I've talked a lot and learned when it came to mindset, and I did a lot of NLP coaching and all of that. But since I am immersing my spiritual journey, I really understood the meaning of actually doing the work. It's all about unlearning. And it means to let go all the fixed ideas that you have. It's kind of peeling layers of all that you are not. And a lot of things that we know and we think to be truth needs to fade away. And when they actually fade away and you peel all of these, you actually are able to reveal the truth of who you are. And for this, it's quite challenging sometimes because we are so conditioned to believe some things. But when you actually really, really peel and peel and peel all these layers, this is the time when you actually really start to remembering who you really are. And don't worry, because in upcoming episodes, my intention is to share ways and simple practices that you can do in order to start your reprogramming journey. And it's all about subconscious work. And let's move on with step number 3, which is align. Alignment is all about truly believing that you come or you are an extension of God or spirit, and that it's part of your birthright to have prosperity, abundance, and, you know, be thriving with your creativity. And when we really disconnect from that truth, we are struggling with these internal conflicts and we are out of alignment, let's say. And actually, there are four areas that when you are working in alignment with universal laws, help you to actually flow in these areas of life. And one of these areas is wealth and wisdom. This is all about having the empowering beliefs to actually create abundance, prosperity, and work with the universe for you to prosper. Love and relationships is the other area, and this is all about really understanding how powerful is that the ultimate relationship is the one that you have you with yourself, and realizing that other relationships are just a reflection and projection of your ability or inability to love. So learning to align yourself with this area, love and relationship. Another area will be health and wellness, a connection with your body, a connection with, you know, being able to heal yourself and tap into that power that you have within you. And the other area also is purpose and calling. And this is all about tapping into that creative spirit that is within you, transforming difficult or challenging circumstances and actually turn them into blessings, and who knows, even into your life purpose or calling, and how you can discover through these pains and challenging, how can you be at service for humanity, live your purpose through these things. So these are four areas that you can tap into when you are in alignment: wealth, love and relationship, health and vitality, purpose and calling. So step number three was alignment. And the step number four is one of my favorite ones, which is affirm. And this one, it's very special because it's actually a journey into the miracle of listening. It's not just like affirm as if, you know, whatever comes from your head, but it's actually listening to that voice within you that actually whispers you who you really are. And from there, you actually create your personal vision. From there, that whisper within, you create your life purpose statements of, or like, you know, affirmations. From there, you create your daily practices or spiritual daily practices that actually keeps you anchored. And affirming comes from that silence in meditation or, you know, in your breath work, in any personal practice that actually really place you in a state of deep connection with your soul. And then you actually are able to tap into who you really are. I don't know if this makes sense, but affirming, it goes beyond just from saying affirmations, but actually is going into prayer from the voice of your soul, committing to a daily practice. But it's because that whisper within you is telling you, I am worthy. It goes beyond just repetition of affirmations. It's actually praying, connecting, deep listening. And just to wrap up this episode, first, I want to say thank you so much for being here, for listening to my journey. And hopefully this is just like an inspiration for you to know that it is possible. It's not about you having like out-of-body experiences or supernatural things for you to be able to experience how divine you are. And my intention and desire is that in the upcoming episodes, I will be sharing practical and simple practices or maybe messages that will help you connecting with your divine essence, with who you really are, for you to actually embody these four steps that I have just shared today, which have been so important as part of my spiritual journey. And just to recap, these four steps are: step number one is your ability or decision to just wake up, being able to see yourself in the mirror as a divine being and go beyond what you are looking, beyond what it's in the physical realm, feel within you that you are divine, waking up to that truth. Step number two is reprogram. Reprogram is letting go all the things that you believe about yourself and actually unlearn, getting to know yourself as a powerful divine being. Step number three, it's about alignment. Align to the universal laws that helps you be in flow in these four areas of your life: wealth, wisdom, or love and relationships, health and vitality, and the fourth one, which is purpose or calling. And step number four is to affirm. And affirm is to really listen to the things that are true within yourself, and from there actually take actions or pray or declare and have your affirmations or life purpose. I hope this episode is in a way encouraging, inspiring, and look forward for our upcoming episodes where I'm going to actually break it down into different steps, simple and practical tips and practices for you to actually really bring it to your body and make it part of your life. So if this is something that really resonates within you, I would love to hear from you. Please comment below if this has been helpful, or even share with other people so that more people is able to remember who they are and connect with the truth of their divine essence. See you in our next episode. Hey, my love, thank you so much for tuning in this episode. If you have any insight, a suggestion, or comments about this episode, please feel free to leave them in the box below. Also, if you would like to join any of the events that are coming up, please click in the link below or just let's connect in social media. I'll be happy to see you, to feel you, and just co-create with you.